So I promised y'all last time that I was going to tell you how many days we were out from the bar exam. And I'm going to do that. But I'm going to do that at the very end of this podcast. Because that's not the most important. Most important thing that you need to know as you are studying for the bar right now is you got to get creative. Okay? No matter what time you start studying for the bar, it's time to get creative. And what I mean by creative, I mean some people watch TV shows. Some people got volunteer activities where you get to, you know, utilize the law, teach other people about it, whatever you can to get yourself different experiences, talking about, conversing, trying to explain very difficult concepts to people who do not understand the law on your level. You know, today I got a chance to teach high schoolers about the concept of manslaughter and broke it down into the different terms, and that it was like actus reus, mens reus, and then the causation, the superseding, intervening force. But see, the thing of the matter is, when you are explaining stuff, you really realize how much stuff you really know, you know? And at the end of the day, when you realize it, other people, you know, pay attention. So when kids and people who are younger than you can understand what you're saying, that's what you want the examiner to get. Because you want to break it down so simple that anybody can take it, pick it up, flip it, and send it right back to you with an answer. So you don't want people looking at you completely confused. Well, the actus reus is, the mens reus is, and you don't know how to tie nothing together. So get creative with how you start, you know, getting people out there. One of my friends, when she was studying for the bar, she called me and was like, does this make sense? Does this make sense? Mind you, I was a 1L. I don't know what the heck made sense or what didn't make sense, but it helped. Get creative at this point of studying for the bar, of trying to get and master these concepts. You won't master it unless you figure out a way to make it work for you. You got to get it in your head to a point where you can explain it clearly, concisely, and openly to anybody. They're not asking no questions. They're not confused. They don't feel like, you know, you didn't explain something very well. There's not no missing points. They need to be convinced by what you say and be like, oh, no, that's good. So the way you convince a bar examiner down in Montgomery, wherever you are, your capital city, is that you have to know majority law. This is everybody tells you this, but majority law has to be articulated in a way in which is useful. So you have to get creative, okay? No, you might not have to explain what superseding intervening force means to everyone, but you need to be able to articulate how the facts constitute a superseding intervening force. You can't just say that word and then not back it up with a factual analysis that ties those two terms together. When I say mastery, that's what it is. You need to be able to recognize, actually, you know what? They didn't die because they got hit. They died because they had asthma. That's what the doctor said. You know, those are things that are going to matter when you are writing something down. Your factual analysis and how you apply the law to the facts is going to matter. And you've got to be able to master those concepts and recognize them at any given point. Oh, no, that will is written in handwriting and it's signed. But you know what that is? It's a holographic will. And holographic wills usually don't have to be attested. However, for most wills to be valid, you get what I'm saying? Your concepts are going to be that fluid after a while because you've been practicing. You know more than you think you know. People are just having poked you and prodded you about stuff and you haven't been tested on your knowledge. And that's why I'm telling you, no matter where you are in your bar exam prep, there's a point in which you need to get creative because being creative makes bar exam prep meaningful to the bar examinee. Doesn't matter which bar you're taking. You got to get creative in how you recite this information in your head, in your mind. So when you walk in and somebody says, tell me about a trust, you know. And if that's not your strong suit, you need to get the majority basic, the terms of art, whatever, the vocabulary, and get it down pat. So told y'all I would let you know how many days we are out. And we are 28 days away from the bar. It's time to get creative. It's time to get pumped because you will walk into your bar exam with confidence. I know this. Esquires to be. Thank you for listening.